Got your Bibles? Book of Corinthians, the 1st Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I get loud and I don't turn it down.
Shout,
15th chapter, the 57th verse. The right down to 58. And we'll go over to another place. 1st Corinthians 15, 57. It says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. Amen. Gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, the 15th chapter. Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of God. And I saw it was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over the image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harp of God. This is what I wanted to point out. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the son of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are the works. The Lord God Almighty, just and true, are the ways that thou kings of the saints. That second verse, it says, I saw it with a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory. You can be seated, but I had a little quote that I like to hear about. This guy that writes different quotes, and his name is Napoleon Hill. I got it wrote down here. It says, victory is always possible for the person who refuses to stop fighting. Victory is possible to the person that will never stop fighting.
Yeah.
Don't stop fighting the battle.
Amen.
Let's get victory today. Brother Kurt, I thought about maybe when I was looking at history, and I love to study history, when the United States was fighting Japan, and they was over to that island, and they was basically getting conquered. And one of the men grabbed the United States flag, and they walked up to that island, and they put that kneel there, and he stick it right to the ground, and they raised it up, and they said that the men started to look at the American flag and started to cry because they said they had a little bit of encouragement to say, I'm going to have to fight this battle. I'm going to have to go a little bit further to get this victory. Today, you're going to have to get a little bit further to get this victory today. Whatever you're facing today, if it's sickness, or if it's cancer, if it's a battle, if it's a temptation, press down and get your victory today. Whatever you're facing today, press through. Maybe I had a little vision. I began to pray. I said, Lord, are you really sure about this message? Are you really sure? And the Lord started showing me that there were souls that are laying on the ground, and they have these little white flags, and they're just waving them, just waving as much as they can. And if you ever think about a white flag in a battle, when someone raises a white flag, that means that they are surrendering. A lot of people today that are in the churches today, they're surrendering to the battles that they're facing. But it's time to raise the victory flag. Brother Kurt, I have a little banner here raised up. Look what it says today. It's time for us to raise the victory today. Up every now and then. worried about what David, he said that he had to encourage himself. You're going to have to do it today. If you feel so down and discouraged, it ain't going to take every time just to go to the Lord. But I mean, it takes to go to the Lord, but if you're going to go to people and start trying to get encouraged from people, sometimes it won't work. But if you get down on your knees and say, Lord, I need a little encouragement, the Lord will provide and help you.
Amen. Hold it.
Do you think when Hezekiah, when he was facing that battle, he looked around and he seen them men encamped around him, and maybe he got discouraged? And you know what the Bible says? Hezekiah looked at his people and said, be strong and be courageous. And let God fight your battles. No matter what you're facing, let God fight your battles. He'll help you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Some people worry about this and are worried about that. But I've got something to tell you today. You know what my Jesus Christ done? My Lord and Savior. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. What can he do for you? He can move this trial out of your way. He can move this sickness out of your way. He can just stand up for victory today.
Amen.
Amen.
Victory,
Father. You ever think about it?
Yeah.
It was that in Japan, maybe they were scared to death. I looked at the history and I began to read, and I started to just dwell in my heart about it. How the men was just scared. They was terrified. They said they seen their brothers and the many men that maybe laid down and died, maybe on the slain on the battlefield, and they began to cry. And they said, Lord, we just want to go home. We just want to get out of here. We just want to get out of here. But when Brother Kurt, when they raised that flag up, and they seen them stripes, and they seen them stars, and they seen them white on there, they begin to say, there's victory today. There's victory today. If we can just encourage ourselves and go a little bit further.
Amen.
You ever think about it?
Got victory over them.
You ever hear the song when they sing it? Maybe at the sport game, baseball, football, before they begin to start the competition, they see that old Star Spangled Banner. And they said that basically, if you read through the research of that song, it talks about how that flag was still there waving in that wind. Still waving in the wind, and they knew. They knew that the battle was conquered. You're going to have to conquer your battle today. No matter what you're facing, you're going to have to get victory. It's going to take it on his heart with God and get victory.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Have the heart of a warrior.
Brother JB was talking about that heart of a warrior. Talking about that full armor of God. You're going to have that full armor of God to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. How about maybe when Jesus was getting nailed on the cross, the devil just come behind. Oh, I got him now. I got him now. I got him now. He won't preach the gospel anymore. I got him now. But you know what Jesus did? On the third day, he came into hell. He said, devil, you didn't win. I've got victory over you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand for my people. I'm going to die for them. And I'm going to give them victory.
Help him, Lord.
They got a song they sing. Oh, I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. No harm. No harm. No harm. I've got victory over the enemy. Don't it mean much to have victory over the enemy today? Let's get victory. Let's press the Lord back. Brother Tate, I was struggling with the temptation. I felt like I just couldn't get over it. When I first started praying, and I felt like I just could not get over it. I cried. I said, Lord, help me. The devil just raging me with this, tempting me with this. But God spoke to me, and he said, I will be with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. What a promise we have today, that he'll go with us all the way, even unto the end of the world. If you've got a temptation today, let God give you the victory. Be able to have to want to have